102 Milwaukee private and religious schools accept low-income voucher students this year. 126 schools have applied to be in the voucher system this coming fall. Applying for at least the third time is Census Ucha Institute of Holistic Learning, whose prospective administrator says he can read books by laying hands on them. A woman who answered the phone at the applicant's home this week said she, quote, "don't give no information to no reporters." Two existing voucher schools, which have been hit by sex scandals in recent weeks, are trying to stay in the choice program. The Department of Public Instruction will review the applications, but spokesperson John Krause says first-year DPI Superintendent Elizabeth Burmaster wants to take a more collaborative approach to choice.
Well, our job is to follow the law and administer the program. It's not our job to decide which schools are good schools or which schools are bad schools in the Milwaukee Choice Program. That's for the parents to decide.
But the executive director of the ACLU of Wisconsin says DPI should be more aggressive in reviewing the voucher schools. Chris Amity says his concern about the voucher program's accountability has never been greater.
The DPI must bear some responsibility for schools where highly unorthodox teaching styles, inadequate facilities, and even sexual assault by teaching assistants is suspected or documented.
Amity says there are many fine private schools and some bad incidents at public ones, but he says it's generally easier for parents and the community to hold the public sector more accountable. The city of Milwaukee has prevented some voucher schools from starting if they didn't have a legal building, but Milwaukee's mayor has been a big voucher supporter. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.